Right, here we go. This is how we do it. Oh, it's the BitPad Podcast shoutouts for episode 13, recorded on the February 13th. Wow, episode 13 on February 13th. That's pretty crazy, 2016. First in the chat this week was Cam75501. First in the chat room. So you win absolutely nothing but our adoration and praise for being on the top of your tweets. Good times.
Exactly. I want to give a shout out to JB Jablaz and the Woogie for catching the show today and being on time.
Well done, guys.
That's nice. Hey, I want to give a little shout out to my boy Eric Fullerton for being on the On Smite podcast last night. That's right, no fights.
Oh, yeah! Bit cross-pollination there. Check it out on Smite, on Twitch, and on the YouTubes as well. I assume. I got it right. I nailed that. Let's do the show.
Crazy people!
Guys, back for another week. Loving it. Sick. Brucey, myself, Maz, and Brent. How is everyone?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I got a
got some crazy
strawberry
stuff this show, it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to talk about our Diablo.
Diablos. We got Brent.
Why it may not Diablo anymore.
It might not. We got a brand new segment for the show a little later on that is sure to spark some controversy, so keep an ear out for that. I'm very excited about it.
Is this like serial Adnan Syed drama controversy?
I'm going to say yes, and then I'm going to Google that later on to see if I answered correct.
And work on what you're talking about. And then sound bits. The clue was pretty revealing last week. Has anyone taken the prize?
Absolutely nobody's taken the prize yet.
It must be time.
And we find out what I've been playing solo in the new segment we like to call Brent's What Up Solo Adventures. One Up.
Particularly.
What Up, One Up. Whatever.
One all the way up. And why not call into the show and leave us a message over on speakpipe.com/thebitpad and we will play it right here live. So ask us something or just leave us a comment. Or guess our secret sound.
Or
for the
just
sound
say
bits.
Dick really loud.
Just say dick really loud because we love that. We love the dick, don't we, guys?
Now, live tweet the BitPad and we can answer all your questions, especially about loving dick. Or read your comments on the live show. And, of course, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and stay in the loop.
Do it.
Dear Gamer Diary.
The Gamer Diaries. What have we all been playing? This actually ties right into our spotlight as well. So maybe. Oh, look at that book! What a special edition, special book Brent has. If you're watching us live or on YouTube's, that's very exciting. Technology.
It's my diary, but then I realize it's green and you can't see it because
the green screen's taking control.
What you been playing, guys?
Well, Brent and I've pretty much been playing the same thing, haven't we, Brent? We've had a few Diablo 3 sessions.
Yeah. I've been missing out this week.
That made me upgrade.
I've had a busted hand all week, so using the mouse is like I can only do it for like half an hour before it gets painful. So I've been off the Diablos, but I'm keen to get back on now that you've level boosted, Brent, haven't you?
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know what that means. I played a lot of Diablo and had no assistance from anyone.
Brent got to Paragon 15 by himself in 2 days.
Nice.
All alone. And we may or may not have used the vault key without you twice.
The vault. I've only been in the vault once. I haven't got the... Where do you get the vault key from?
Oh, maybe we'll talk about that later in the segment we like to call. Does it blow or does it Diablo?
Oh my god. I've only been playing The only chance I got, I was down south with my family, and we pulled out Wii Party U, which is it's a dreadful game. Don't even go there. But we were looking for, we were trying to think of a game that we played one Christmas with Mum, and it's where you decide on a scale of 1 to 10 how something you are. So
I thought of one.
The question was, how superstitious is your mum? And we're playing with your mum. It's not like one of those. Anyway. And so we both put in like, yeah, she's super superstitious, like 10. Right. Good. And then it reveals what the person thinks of themselves. And she's put a 3, which is completely crazy. And that this is as exciting as the game actually is in real life. So we were looking for that. We found it. And now it's in the bin because Wii Party U is just a dreadful, dreadful game. Good times.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, dear. It's terrible. But yeah, so that's all I've been playing. I've only been playing Diablo 3.
Well, that's good. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Shall we go straight into our spotlight so we can talk more about it freely?
We can do if
you
All right.
Dr. Flo, or just a Diablo?
It's the spotlight on Diablo 3 this week because we love it so much. Or do we? Discuss.
I don't know how you guys feel, but Diablo 3 for me is that game of now collecting loot, grinding for loot, grinding for levels, building a set, and seeing how quickly you can speed run rifts.
Yeah.
Because to finish the game itself, it
takes minutes.
It's not a very hard task.
No.
There's a couple of achievements there. I thought there was one there for finishing it in under an hour, but I looked deeper into it, and what it is finish each act within an hour.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Is that
so it's more like, you know, 5 hours.
Is that possible? Whack it on normal and just don't do anything.
Normal. It depends on what level you are. Like, you know, you whack through level 1 to 70 so fast that it's crazy. And Brent, you made the comment yesterday when we were playing around how once you do hit level 70, the Paragon levels just fucking pour on.
Yeah. They go really fast.
They do.
How have you been finding it, Brent?
Well, I guess as a precursor to that, how I found the original, like, I got the original, like, day one, was super excited, loved the first two, and played a hunter and played it, you know, went and killed Diablo on the regular level setting, and then it's like, what do you do after this? Oh, look, you played on the next hardest level and repeat all the same thing, and I stopped. I was done.
I think a lot of people
absolutely
do that.
Done.
I know I did. It was like, no, I'm not doing that. Are you crazy? What is the actual point?
Yeah. So then lead up till, you know, last weekend, and I guess it was last weekend, and y'all were talking about playing it, and Bruce was talking about playing it, and so I re-downloaded it, and I guess Bruce was on and got on, and you know, I did a lot of leveling and stuff by myself too, but Bruce did boost me a crap ton, and you know, billions of
that boosting is kind of important because it's kind of boring until it gets difficult, and until you're like, you know, Paragon 100 and you're playing on Torment level 2 or whatever, it's super easy. So you kind of need to get boosted.
That's the thing, right? So when Diablo 3 first came out, you could play it on normal, and you could play it through, and it wasn't a walk in the park.
Mm.
But where we are today with Diablo 3, and after, you know, we're in Season 5 of the seasonal stuff, it's ridiculously easy on normal, hard, and master, and
whatever,
almost Torment 1.
Yeah.
For, you know, and Torment goes up to, I think, 10. In terms of difficulty.
Yeah.
So they've almost gone from releasing a game with like 3 or 4 difficulty levels to now having 15 difficulty levels. And then you jump into your rifts, which you can increase the level of the rift. So when you do the greater rifts, there's a little drop down that lets you pick what level you want, and you know, one through whatever. I think mine's unlocked up to like level 49 at the moment, which is just above Torment 10. But and then next to it, you've got every like five levels. It gives you a comparison to the difficulty. So whether it's Torment 2, 3, 4, or whatever. So it then becomes about speeding those and, you know, getting the quickest time and grinding for gear. I mean, at the moment, for me now that I'm now Paragon 200 or something, but for me, all I'm doing is grinding for gear that I need to complete my set to be able to do the higher and harder dungeons get it harder. And getting to the point where those torment levels and the difficulty between the levels is actually sort of becoming challenging, because if I go too high up, I just get owned way too quickly and can't do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of the fun, and I may be different from y'all, I mean, I hear like Maz liking the challenge of it. I like killing hundreds of things like really fast, and like I want to, that's my challenge to myself, is like, how, you know, that bonus you get after you, like, you know, the kill counter, how many can I kill? Like, I'm up to like 190. I want to break 200, you know, like, and then break 300, like, so like I'll be trying to chain camps together, you know, trying to get bigger numbers.
Yeah.
And what I don't like is just getting my ass handed to me, and because it seems like it's like you said, it's kind of one or the other. It's either you're mowing it down. Well, I'll say there was like last night I got it on Torment 1, and where I am right now, it was actually a really good level where it was like you mowed through all the trash.
Yes.
But then the bosses.
Yes.
Didn't take forever, but you would have to back off sometimes and get some health and find some. It wasn't just a cakewalk.
Yeah, that's what I like as well. And it's exactly the same place. We must be around the same level, because Torment 1, for me and Bruce, when we played, was exactly that. You walk through normal enemies just super easy, but then the specials or the champions, you'd be like, oh, these are chained together, better be careful. And if you weren't keeping an eyeball on your surroundings, you could get pwned pretty quickly. And that's fun for me, is like those little high-threat moments that come along with those little bosses. But yeah, I don't like having a hard time playing it, but I don't like it being easy. I'm really, really hard to please, aren't we?
Yeah. What I'm enjoying is the fact that my wizard's a glass cannon.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like killing lots of enemies, and I have the ability to kill lots of enemies in big groups. But if I get too bogged down, or that special drops in at the wrong time, it's all over within seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't gotten into the really building cool gear yet, so I think I'm going to have fun doing that and getting some of the cool stuff.
That's the thing that I struggle with, is that building cool gear is fun, and, you know, changing how it looks and changing the color of it to suit your personal style is fun. I love my wizard hat, or my traffic cone, as you call it, Brucey. But you'd go through all that effort and you'd do it, and then 10 minutes later you've got new stuff. So it's like, what is the point? Like, you're constantly getting better stuff, and it's like, well,
you're not quite at that point. So I'm at a point now where I'm grinding for specific gear to build a specific build.
Okay.
And I'm not finding new stuff that's better than what I've got.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I've got to get there then, I guess.
But what I'm doing is grinding, looking for, you know, oranges and greens, and particularly greens that are parts of sets that I need. Even if it's a piece I've already got, I can always take it to Kenai's Cube and transmute it into another piece of that set.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, so really?
It's things like that.
I didn't know
you could. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's grinding components to be able to do those things with Kenai's Cube as well.
Yeah.
So,
someone was telling me today that they've added in new areas besides the just the leveling up. Like, to me, it seemed like all the like daily quests was just throwing you back in the old, you know, 1 through Diablo levels. But are there new areas that you can go to that weren't in there?
Yeah, so that barbarian area when we went to Brent to get Kenai's Cube.
Okay, that was a new one.
That's a new area. I'm sure there's a couple of others, like, you know, new dungeons like the Vault and stuff.
Oh, right. So that's cool, and I hope they keep adding stuff like that, because to me that was the killer of the first one. It was just like, well, that's it. I killed Diablo in, you know, however long.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do like, and I was a bit apprehensive about the seasons at the start, when I first found out about seasons, I'm like, oh, but stuff doesn't go over to your main character, and what happens at the end of the season, you know, new season, you got to do it all again. Yeah. But, you know, I'm kind of sucked in now to that whole, I want the seasonal specific gear.
Yeah.
Well, see, and how long does the season last?
See, that's what I haven't looked at yet.
I read like 3 months.
Probably like a year or something.
No.
That's what I was...
I read like 3 to 4 months, but...
Oh, geez.
Yeah, someone in the chat room can figure it out for us. Quite possibly.
That I might not like. We'll have to do this segment like once every couple months.
Yeah.
Like, see how it goes. Because I don't know if I like that. I'm not a big, like...
Redo.
Start again.
Restart all the time. Like, I kind of want to build on, you know, one character.
Yeah,
okay. But your character transfers over and you reach it. Sorry, go on, Mass.
Oh, mate, that was a sound hole for exactly what you're about to read out. False Anonymity says it's around 3 months, but they don't exactly say. I guess when people think Torment 10 is too easy, then they just reset it.
And I'm kind of okay with that. I'm not. I agree with you, Brent, that, you know, it sucks that you've got to start again. But if that means, you know, new gear, new builds, and they focus on maybe a different class. Like, this season seems to be all about, you know, wizards being OP and, you know, other classes may not be.
Yeah.
But if it brings new gear and, like, specific stuff to that, to your other main characters,
I
don't know.
For now, we're having fun. But I don't know whether it's got staying power for me personally. I'm not going to grind to level Paragon 2000. I don't see the point. And there'll be a point where I'm sick of looking for gear and picking it up, so I don't know.
Well, and I am ready for us to have, like, where we're all on the same level and it's not just one person tearing through everything and everybody else is sitting back or getting killed.
Yeah.
Like, where we can all, like, contribute and, like, it's four people in a full party, is that right?
Yeah, four people.
Yeah, no, that'd be great fun.
And get, like, a full four-person party and go, like, trounce some shit.
See, that's great fun because every additional person makes the difficulty harder. So if we're not grouped together and, you know, helping each other, it could get hairy very quickly, which is cool. That's going to be fun. Well,
exactly right. So if we start the game on Torment 1 and three others join in, you're essentially almost playing on Torment 4 then, I believe.
Excitement. Well,
so yeah, and I'm keen for group action. We need to get on that and do some riffs and see what happens.
Yeah, stick around on the Bitpad Twitch for when we're streaming, and you guys can join us as well if you're ever around. That's how False Anonymity boosted me to level 70 when I first started playing. So awesome! Let's do this. Sound. Now we don't have. Oh, JBJ Blaze has written a thing. I'm gonna download that sound and play it. But here are our sound bits, the ever elusive musical menu sound bits. There you go. There's four tracks in there, four games. We gave the clue last week, or the week before maybe even, that it was all related to potential Game of the Year nominations from last year. So, big hints.
So it was Minecraft, 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 and Minecraft.
Oh yeah, Brent's got it.
I will mail myself stuff in a few weeks.
Yeah, I got JBJ's sound here. Let's see if he's having a guess. Here we go.
Well, hello there, Bitpad Oops. See, I got it right that time. This is JBJ Plays, and I was wondering which game you'd recommend for this weekend as to get away from the insanity of Valentine's and Family Day. And also, I think that second or third soundbite might be Rise of the Tomb Raider. Thanks for the great show, and bye-bye!
Well, we have one guest there, so I can tell you, JBJ. Tomb Raider is one of them. So you are on the bloody list. Rise of the Tomb Raider menu sound there is one of them. What was the question again? What are we going to play to get away from the Valentine's Day stuff?
What would we suggest?
Oh, what would we suggest? I would
for
suggest
him to play.
Well, if you...
I'm going to go with showering with your dad. That's a good Valentine's Day. A good game to get into.
To get away from Valentine's Day, Brent, not into.
What's that pigeon music?
That's kind of getting away from it. That's why I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, I don't... Wait, what was the question? No, I'm just kidding.
What's that game where it's like a dating sim, but with pigeons, and you can date pigeons?
Goat Simulator?
Yeah, that one. People should get on that.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh yeah. What about the old Commodore 64 strip poker?
Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah.
Yeah, just some straight up strip poker.
Strip poker. Commodore 64.
The old Apple IIe version.
Bit titties. It's always good
downloaded.
Fun. Well, that was great. So JBJ Blaze, so far you're actually winning the sound bits. If you guys want to have another crack, go to our speakpipe.com/thebitpad and get it in. You've only got to guess one more than JBJ. So here are the sounds.
I've seen a couple of guesses in the chat too. So guys, chat doesn't help you. Get on Speakpipe.
Yeah, you might have got it right in the chat. So get on Speakpipe and just say it with your mouth hole. Here are the sounds. First one was Tomb Raider, by the way. There you go. It's time, finally, for the news. Oh, yeah. Oh, Bruce has his tie on. The Earth's greatest douche canoe is sticking his over-amplified ego penis into more than just the music industry. Kanye West, the planet's single biggest flog, has announced only one, the game. This is me being him now. The idea is that it's my mother going through the gates of heaven. I don't know if he sounds like that. He goes on to describe
what... That's a bit racist, I think.
Sorry about that. He goes on to describe what sounds like a high-budget yet somehow shitter version of Flappy Bird, saying, "You've got to bring her to the highest gate of heaven by holding her to the light." I'm sorry this is even news, but it is. So there you go.
Oh, did you contribute to the old Indiegogo thing I did about how to... create an MMO thing?
Nope.
Well, guess what? Your hopes and dreams of getting your rewards are not completely dead. That's right. This week, Amazon has just released their own free 3D game engine called Lumberyard.
Yeah.
So not only can you develop games in it, and it's got everything, even their own like animation tools.
Wow.
But they're working close with their Twitch side, where they'll be integrating in commands directly with Twitch, so like you can do hashtag something in the chat room and it'll make something happen in your game if you
cool.
want it to.
That's exciting.
That is very exciting. Some less than exciting news. Semantic have reported that they've identified some malware disguising itself as Hearthstone hacks and deck trackers, causing would-be cheaters and occupiers of moral gray areas to surrender their bitcoins and compromise their webcams.
Oh, yeah. Give me those
Trojan dot. Yeah, absolutely. Trojan dot coin bit clip portrays itself to be a gold and dust hack. Nope, it searches the user's clipboard for Bitcoin addresses and swaps them out. Anything that it finds for a similar but quite useless string of gibberish. But anyone mining bitcoins and using clipboards should be robbed anyway, because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Backdoor.brute come disguised as a Hearthstone deck trader.exe. However, it logs keystrokes, steals passwords, and accesses the webcam to see the looks of horror on the user's face.
A reason for PS4...
Fucking hate the internet.
Aren't they... the worst. A reason for PS4 and Bone users to reboot Fallout 4, if you've since forgotten how deliciously addictive it is, happened. A patch yesterday now makes the game look and run about on par with the PC version running on high. So the draw distance has improved noticeably, so it's got rid of that nasty pop-in grass and items issues that we used to have to deal with. Looks great. Get on it.
And I don't know, Brent, whether you had some chance to grab some pictures for this one, but essentially, the D&D classic campaign Tomb of Horrors has been recreated using Hearst art molds. A local Adelaide DM, Josh Plunkett, who I actually work with, put together the replica of the Tomb of Horrors for his D&D game that he's running out of molds. So he's basically built the whole Tomb of Horrors in a basically snap together molds, so they all line up and connect together for his game for those guys to join. It's taken him about it's taken him 12 months to get it all put together, but it looks amazing. He's got some really positive feedback from the D&D forums and community. So we'll look at getting him on the show for an interview at some point to go through some details on what he's done, what the molds are, and how long it's taken him to do. But if you want to check that out and enjoy playing D&D, head on over to our Twitter where there'll be a link to Josh's article.
Please buy Splatoon. The next Splatfest, a competition where you choose a side, rock versus pop, cats versus dogs, or pirate versus ninjas, to name a few we've had, and earn points to find out globally which is betterer, has announced its next theme. Game freaking Pokemon! Pokemon Red versus Pokemon Blue, to be precise. Team Blastoise, or is your Charizard? This is probably the most important question we've faced in 20 years since the Pokemon game's initial release. So, Team Blastoise all the way, guys. Get on Pokemon Blue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Call of Duty will get its 13th major installment later this year. Publisher Activision confirmed the release today, which was actually yesterday, during the investors' call. And while we don't know what it's called or whether it'll have zombies, we do know that Infinity Ward will be taking on that development.
And finally, someone has ranked the original 151 Pokemon from worst to best. Bottom 5 are Zubat, Oddish, Electrode, Voltorb, and Seeking. Top 5 are Magikarp, Dragonite, Mew, Porygon, and Gengar snatches the top spot, creepy little bastard. I think the entire list is a bit whack, personally. Mewtwo hits 6th spot underneath Magikarp. That's wrong. Farfetch'd isn't in last place. That's wrong. Cubone is at least in the top 10, though, so that's good. That's right. That's fine. And that's all the news for this week. So, enjoy it. Which leads us quite... That last article leads us quite neatly into another best of all time list with our brand new segment.
Best game.
It's the best game KO. How good is that? It's fucking great. So in this segment, we have taken the top 100 games of all time. Brent's probably hearing this for the first time, but judging by his face. We've taken the best games of all time, 100, as voted by Empire, from people and stuff.
Empire Records?
I think so. I don't know. A magazine? I don't know. It's just the one that looked the least bad.
You found a list somewhere with games. Cool.
Right. Exactly.
Nailed it.
Not our top 100 at all.
And our job is to round robin go around and KO a game from this list like it never existed until at the end of, you know, a few episodes from now, we will have our best game of all time left on the list. It's going to be controversial. It's going to be hard work.
Or the top three.
Not the top game. We are going to go until there's one left. We will have our top three, obviously, but then... So I guess we need to roll to see who goes first this week. Or shall we just start with Bruce this week? And we're going to delete... KO. KO! Five games each, taking turns. Bruce, do you want to go first?
Sure. First one off of my list.
And it should be noted that everybody listening to us will only know what's on this list as we delete stuff from the list. So when the list is a bit shorter, we'll tell you what's on it. But for now, let's get rid of some.
Maybe we'll publish it on Facebook or something. We'll see. But the first one I'm going to knock off is Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh God! It's starting big.
It's gone.
Holy crap.
Get it off.
Why?
Look, it's a good game, yeah. but there's just too much fighting with the camera angle. Okay. You know, that in itself feels like you know, the camera itself is a boss and the angle they've shot it from. And the controls are a bit sloppy and all over the shop. So, you know, you got to remember, this is a top 100. So, yeah. You know, picking it ahead, basically. I went through my list. I'm like, man, I haven't played a lot of these games, but you know, I'll check them out and see. But they're all good games. So yeah.
What number is Shadow of the Colossus on that list?
Fuck, I don't know.
you got to delete it from the list, mate. That's the point.
Shift F or something. Search for it.
I'll do it for you, but
I'm a little bit different.
Number 33.
Number 33. It's gone. K-O! Boom.
Something got KO'd.
I will go next. My first pick is number 84, Grim Fandango. Now, that's just had a reboot, a re-release, hasn't it?
So I shouldn't play that?
Which explains why I'm deleting it. Monkey Island is already on the list, so this is one of those rub everything against everything point and click type things, except this is 3D and it was supposed to be good. I'm not really into it. The re-release kind of highlights just how dated and crap that kind of game is, where it's just like everything, collect everything and do these puzzles and they're nonsense. So I'm deleting it. I'm knocking it out because Monkey Island is a better version of this. I'll get to you, Monkey Island, later. K-O!
Damn. So I guess that leaves it up to me. It's my turn and stuff. and I'm going to have to go with kick Diablo 2 off the list.
Oh my God! What?
We're already playing Diablo 3. Why is this on the list anymore? Get it off.
That's hard work, Brent. Holy shit. Right out of the gates. He's deleting, like, the best Diablo game in existence. It's gone.
I would disagree. Diablo 1 was the best Diablo game in existence.
Diablo 2 had such staying power, and it's...
No!
Oh, my God. In the chat room.
It never was for the times, but those games suck ass. Mercury has played Diablo.
Mercury has just said Diablo 2 was terrible. Oh, shit. This is going to be hard work. That was number 52.
You know, I've noticed there's not many MMOs on this list. I kind of have a beef with this list.
Me too, Brent. Don't worry. I also had a beef with this list. It's pretty hard. And, you know, to tie into Maz's point, I'm deleting number 31 next. Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
We're doing more than one tonight? Are we going through the whole list tonight?
No, we're doing five each.
No, we're just doing five each, buddy.
Okay. Sorry, go on.
You're right.
Are you deleting it?
31, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. Look, that was a good game. I enjoyed playing it, but San Andreas is on the list, and, you know, they can't both be on here.
Yeah, no, that...
This is the challenge with this list.
One of my deletions was also that for the exact same reason. So let's cull it down to the best of the best. if there's more than one version, this is a good way to do it. So get out of there, Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Absolutely. Grand Theft Vice City shouldn't even be on the list.
Just recapping, JBJ Blaze actually enjoyed Diablo 2. I'm with you, man. And Mercurize says, why is Vice City even on there? Which is true. My next one is going to spin some heads, but probably not you guys. I'm deleting Sonic the Hedgehog, number 53. Now, let me tell you.
I was good. Ah, bastard.
But that's the original Sonic.
Yeah, so this is... I'm not deleting
it
because I'm a hater.
They should have killed it then.
I'm not deleting it because I'm a hater. I'm not deleting it because I'm a Nintendo fanboy. I used to envy the sound and the graphics of this game when I was back in the day. You know, I didn't have a Sega. But it's actually just a shit game. Play it again if you haven't. The mechanics are crap. It's awful. And it's exactly why they can't get Sonic right since. Like, they just can't make people like a Sonic game because it was shit to begin with and people refuse to believe it. So... Get out of here.
Well, you took mine, so I'm coming at you this time, Matt. Oh. Go ahead and mark off number 29 there. Do you want to wait and look and see what that is?
You son of a bitch.
What? No. Now,
let's go ahead and just delete Red, Blue, Yellow off the list.
You get rid of that, I'm deleting World of Warcraft on my next thing. That's it. It'll happen. Are you doing it? He's doing it.
I'm good with that. World of Warcraft's a shit game.
Oh my god, Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow is gone. 29. What a pack.
Wow,
what a pack of dicks.
I was just never a Pokemon fan. Like I mostly played DS versions, and maybe that's the problem. But then you made me play like some Minecraft version, and then like WoW even has like a Pokemon thing, and it's just a silly game.
Shit, son. No, that's all right. If you gave a pretty weak reason, but that's fine. I'll deal with it. Get to you, Brucey.
My next one to come off of here is I'm just finding because I didn't write the numbers down next to it because I didn't know I needed to know the number. That's but right. My next one coming off of here is Max Payne.
Max Payne. Now I've seen the movie with Mark Wahlberg.
You know. Graphically, it was okay, but, you know, it was only 15 to 20 hours of gameplay, and there's no real replay value in that game. So once you played it and you were done, that was it. So for that, it's gone. Number 89 is gone. Max Payne, get out.
I'm not going to argue with that. My third, I'm not going to come for you yet, Brent. I'm gonna find something dear to your heart, and I'm going to tear it apart later. My next one is number 90, The Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines. My reason being, mainly because we used to play this on paper, Bruce, and it was quite fun. The game itself felt a little dodgy, and I actually, when I wrote this on the list, Dan, Amiibo Lad, actually told me that it was illegal. They illegally released it. It's the first game to use the Valve's Source engine, not Half-Life. These guys were using it and released it illegally. And they didn't have permission to release it. So that's probably why it's a bit shit. But anyway, I'm getting rid of it.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
Did you actually play the game?
Yeah. Played it back in the day because we were playing it paper tabletop for a while. And I was like, oh my God, there's a game version of it. And we played it. I think you guys played it too.
I don't know.
I didn't get into it. It didn't strike me. So I'm getting rid of it. Oh my God, what? Okay. Sorry about that. Just playing intro.
What just happened? Oh, it's my turn.
Why won't this delete? Why won't let me delete it? The vampires, they're immortal. There we go. They're gone.
They wouldn't go. They just stayed there.
Yeah.
I'm going with, and this may be controversial, but aren't they all? I mean, if you have a list of like all the great games and you're like deleting games off of there, like, isn't that going to make folks mad?
Well, yes.
Absolutely. It's all about upsetting
people. But if you've got a good reason why you don't want it on the list, then that's fine.
Okay, so...
Mercury
Fallout 3.
Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Number 25.
It's a childhood favorite.
I played Fallout 3, and...
Fuck me.
after, I forget, after, I don't know, it was hours. I mean, I did play for like 5 hours. Man, it was just time for the cheat codes. Like, it just, I don't know why everybody loved 3 so much. I played the originals, and they were great. I just didn't really feel like, I felt like,
thanks, Rambo Jenkins, for following.
The stuff you did in there just didn't really matter that much. And I really just wanted to get to the cool guns. And so give me the cheat codes and get the cool guns, fly around, and then you're just kind of done with the game at that point.
It's like switching to creative mode in Minecraft. Why are you even playing it? I agree.
So,
I'd agree with that. I mean, Fallout 1 and 2 were the best ones in those series. I almost think 3 and 4 are a little bit of a disjustice to that series, but
yeah,
just because I liked the turn-based, top-down view of 1 and 2 and the way they played was much better in my opinion. Yeah. So yeah, I have no qualms with that.
Well, there we go. Good times. Brucey, your penultimate KO today.
Is this my last one? No, I've lost count of where I was up to.
Second to last. I changed the music up.
There's so many Zeldas on here.
That's good. That means they've got a larger chance of staying towards the end.
But I think, in all honesty, what needs to go is Championship Manager.
Oh, he's done it! Hey, that was on my list too. Why?
You know, why do we need a simulator to manage a sporting team?
I know, right? It's fantasy football, the video game. Like, what?
I'm sure there are millions of people out there that love this game, and you know.
It's one of those games.
Go coach kids' soccer team. Go get involved in the community.
Get involved. I agree.
Join a fantasy league. Don't sit at home and play Football Manager.
And
it just doesn't need to be there.
It doesn't.
I was playing Barbarian Manager last night till pretty late.
What?
I mean, we call it Diablo 3, but really, I'm just a Barbarian Manager.
The game.
Put on this piece of equipment. Go kill that.
Nice work. Get out of here, Championship Manager. My fourth one is number 99, Crash Bandicoot. It should be pretty obvious. I know a lot of people are going to like it, but it was a dirty, like, look at it. Like, the graphics are dirty. The textures are moving all over the place. It's just, let's do a platformer, but we'll do it down a tunnel. Like, no, what the shit? And look where he is now. Nowhere. Nobody wants to see more Crash Bandicoot, and they never will, because it's awful. Get off the list.
Damn.
Bam. I've got one more to do.
You, okay, so, which one was, I don't think it's on here. I thought it was on here. Which one was the Final Fantasy MMO? Was that 11?
14 and 11, yeah.
Well, 14's good, but 11. Well, just because it's, I can't do it just because it's next to it.
It's not on here, 10's it? Close enough.
Final Fantasy 10, because
this fucking
Final
cunt,
Fantasy 11 pissed me off so much.
Well, pick number 9 or 8. Don't you fucking take.
I won't pick that one. I wanted to do 11. I thought I saw it, but it's not on there, so I won't take the revenge on this one quite yet. Though it may make me angry some point.
I'm just going to crack the
we'll
shit.
Just have to see. I'll have to play a lot of single-player games in the next couple of weeks to be able to knock some of these off.
Or at least
here.
Google the trailers and make your own opinions up like I've been doing.
Oh, is that what you've been doing?
For a couple of these, I'm like, what is this?
I'm going to
Google
the ones.
I'm going to Google that trailer.
Okay, League of Legends. Let's go ahead and take that off of here.
Man, that was going to be one of my, like... Oh, no, hang on. Is Smite on there? No, it's not.
Smite is not on here. Smite should be on here.
And there's a lot of
so
things that
better
should
than
be on
League
here
of
that
Legends.
Aren't.
Yeah. League
that's
of Legends.
I've got a big problem with this list.
I'm renaming this one to Smite.
Well, okay. And then you're
removing League of Legends and putting Smite in its place.
I think we should all be able to... I think what you've created there, we should all be able to exercise during this thing three changes and put stuff we think deserves to be on there. So let's say you've got two, you've used one of your three changes instead of a deletion. So I'm happy with that. If you guys are happy to throughout this series, I reckon it'll take us about 6 episodes to get through this. But 3 changes.
Yeah.
So that's good. The smite has been.
Or what if we did each week? We cross 4 off and put 1 on the list. So it could be one someone else has taken off, or.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or like one that wasn't even on there at all.
And then end up with a top 10, and then we go to the audience to vote or something silly like that. Oh. The top 5.
I'm good either way. We can talk about it offline.
Yeah, all right. Well, for now, you've taken League, Brent. Exercise.
League of Legends, knockout. Bam! Let's put on Smite in its place.
Power.
And that's Ring. See, I've got the one. In this Ring, we've got Smite, and then this one we got...
in the left corner, we have...
All right, Brucey, your final card.
Oh, I thought the last one was my last one.
No, mate.
Number 61, Elder Scrolls Oblivion. That needs to go. Morrowind was a much better game.
Is Morrowind on the list?
Absolutely. Morrowind is number 55.
Great. And my final one, I kind of wanted to make something a little controversial, but let's just get rid of the shit ones for now. I'm getting rid of Call of Juarez, which is number 54. I went and checked this out. I went and checked this out. It basically looks like a shit beta version of Red Dead Redemption, so I'm going to assume it is and get rid of it. Oh yeah. Brent, you're fine.
Okay, so for my last one here, so this is a good game. I don't want to say it's a bad game, but here's my reasoning for taking this one off.
Mm-hmm.
Portal 2.
Okay.
Need to go. Portal 1 was such an amazing game.
Yeah.
That Portal 2 was a good game, but for just being a sequel, you know, it didn't do enough in my eyes to put it up as high as the first one. So I wouldn't want to see the first one gone before the second one.
I am in your court on this one.
And that's number 41.
Number 41 is doomed. There we go, guy. Do you want to... That's pretty good. That's pretty good for a first little cull. How do we feel? Anything disappointing?
I feel like we just lost a bunch of listeners.
Yeah. Mercurius just says, Portal 2 was amazing. And we're not saying it wasn't. We're just saying Portal 1 was the definitive... Portal 1 is what... But it did so many things for everyone. It was amazing. And
like, if Team Fortress 2 wasn't so much better than Team Fortress 1, right? Like,
yeah.
Team Fortress 2 innovated off the same, basically, mechanics and ideas of the entire game, but it was so much better that there's no way someone could argue that 1 was better than 2, right? Or
yeah.
Even close.
Mm.
To me, Portal is kind of... They're too close that you know, you can't say that Portal 2 is so much better than Portal 1.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
I'm going to exercise one of my lives, or whatever we're going to call these things, just because I'm so upset that Pokemon didn't make at least the top 50.
Oh, yeah. You have to wait for next week for that.
All right. I'll put it back in fucking next week, because... what a load of shit that was. Anyway. That was our best game knockout.
Best game.
Let us know on Twitter what you think of that. I think it's going to make a lot of people angry. But We'll read it out.
Yeah, look at the list. Tell us what you think should be the number one final.
Yeah, just let us know your opinions and thoughts, and we'll shout you out in the next episode during that segment. One of my favorite segments we do, if as upset as I am. Hey, Brent, how quick are you on the Googles? Because we haven't done a Game Hopper for this month's gaming releases this month yet.
Oh.
And we've got a little bit of time to fill, so if you want, we could... We could do that, but
do we have any additional call-ins on the speak pipe there, Mads?
Ooh, I should have a little refresh. Speak pipe, yes, we do. Hayden White, whoever that might be. Someone in the chat room getting their business on.
Hayden White!
I'm downloading your file, so I'll play it in a second. Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Mercurez here. I'm just going to make a bit of a guess. I realise I stuffed up that first one in the chat. So my guess for those four sounds are Rise of the Tomb Raider. Sounds like Metal Gear Solid 5, Witcher 3, and Fallout 4. Have a good night.
Shad Mercurez, you just nailed them all out of the park.
I told you your clues were too easy.
I only gave one clue. Or did I?
I know, and it was way too easy. You gave the whole thing away.
Well, that's kind of boring. We've been doing this for 3 weeks, so I'm happy to give it away. Well done, Mercurez. You nailed it. Your ears, your voice, your act of horror. It's all good. Congratulations. You nailed it. Tomb Raider, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Witcher 3, and Fallout 4 were these noises. So well done.
And he nailed them all in order as well.
Where do you live, mate? Your email.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. I guess we've got to send him something then, Brucey. Did you win the last one? Have we sent you something before, Mercurans? I don't even know. We'll talk to you in the chat room later. But for now, let's go and check out our turkey burger. I don't have any sounds for this. February's Game Hopper. There we go.
Hop, hop, ribbit.
I'll at least play some music for it.
So you'll be happy to know that even though one of your favorites was taken off one list tonight,
yes,
it was put on another list. Oh. So in February, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow will come out for the 3DS.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so thrilled to bits to be here to accept this award on Pokemon's behalf. Good times.
So there's a ton of games coming out in February.
Yes. Yes, there are.
I'm not about to read them all, okay. So I think y'all should peruse the list as I read off some, and if you see some I missed that you want to talk about or say, you should probably say so.
Yeah. Tales of Symphonia, for me, is right there. That is a shitty port of a PlayStation 3 port, of a PlayStation 2 port, of a GameCube game, and people are losing their shit over how crap a job they've done. Whoever did it. So there you go. Maybe Namco. Was it Namco?
February 2nd, Steve Jackson's Sorceries. Anybody played it or heard anything about it? Like, what's up with that? Jackson, that's D&D dude.
Oh, really? I'm looking at...
I'll have to check it out. I was more pumped this month, obviously. The 5th of February, XCOM 2 came out.
Oh, how exciting. Cobalt, finally, from Mojang, is coming out. Does anybody actually give two knobs about that game at all? I don't think so. I don't think they do.
It was in beta the whole time?
Maybe. I think so. It's been released.
So, I've heard a lot of really good things. On February 9th, a game came out called Firewatch.
Oh.
I have not played it, but I've heard a lot of good things. So,
that's been hitting my feed, too.
You should go check it out.
I'm just under Firewatch, though. February 9th as well. Lovers in Dangerous Space Time.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
You need to play that on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that'd be good. Adventures of Mana comes out on iOS. It's a remake of Final Fantasy Adventures from the Game Boy Advance, and it's getting rave reviews. It's up there in price. It's like $20 or something, but great music, great graphics, great gameplay. So if you're into that, it's on iOS February 4th. It's out now.
I'm sure people are going to be excited about Street Fighter V. Also, the ship remastered. I wonder if that's going to be kind of like the other yacht simulator thing. That'll be interesting.
Oh.
Fire Emblem Fates comes out on the 19th of February. It's I might check that out. Pillars of Eternity, that is worth checking out on the 16th of February.
Oh. And if the, oh no, what's it?
One of the big
ones. I'm about to go somewhere that probably shouldn't go, so.
Oh, that, you were going to go Hero and Daughter, weren't you? I see what you're up to on the 18th of February.
If the father shower simulator doesn't rock your boat, you might head over to... Anyway. Yeah. So, also, there is Far Cry Primal. Anyone excited about that?
Nah, not really. Street Fighter V might excite some people. February, isn't it, like, just a few days from now? Not me, though. I'm not really interested in it. Runner 2.
Reagan Corp's Job. That should be interesting.
Yeah. There's nothing else on that list I'm interested in, so that's great.
Yeah, so it's good stuff.
Excuse me, guys. It's time to wrap it up.
Oh, well, congratulations to Mercuraz for winning that business. I'm going to get you to PM us your address so we can send you a little prize pack. Some description. We don't know what it is. We'll let you know on the next show. When it's done, something nice. We've had a great day. Does everybody? Oh no! There's still another segment to do. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Get out of here, you South African!
Stop it!
He's all alone, single, and ready to mingle. It's Brent's one-up solo adventures by himself.
Hey! What up, solo adventures by yourself? Brent, what have you been playing by yourself? I want to know about your solo games.
You know, the funny thing is, I got Tomb Raider.
Rise of, or just Tomb Raider?
The new one.
The
latest one.
Yep.
I have not played it yet.
Still!
I was forced into playing Diablo, and so I did some single players of that a little bit. I will see about playing some Tomb Raider.
Well, you bloody well better, because we've got a segment all ready for you to go. Oh, that's good. Well, we may as well wrap the show up then, guys. Follow us on the Facebook and the Twitters and the Twitch. Thank you so much to our new follower today, who I've forgotten. Rambo Jenkins started following us today.
How is he not following us already?
I don't even know.
Son of a bitch.
Probably just wanted to see his name. Unfollowed
PAX
and followed
this year, buddy. We're coming for you.
Coming for your PAX. Some stuff, just a bit of housekeeping stuff. The next Mario Party Live is happening on the 27th of this month, the 26th on the other side of the globe from the US, so the UK. Where are we? Where are we, Bruce? Australia, the 27th, everywhere else, the 26th, New Zealand, probably the 27th as well. Anyway, so keep an eyeball out for that. It's a huge 10-hour live stream event, Mario Party. Brucey, you'll be playing. Dan,
absolutely. Box of Horrors. Again, Mario Party stream will be charity.
Yep, a new charity.
Who's playing this one, Mass?
Dan will be playing you or yourself.
I think Mario and Luigi, maybe some Princess Peach.
Yep.
He's
not wrong. So get ready for that. It's in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime,
hey, I got some news.
Oh yeah,
I started a new podcast.
Oh, fucking.
Yeah!
So it's called Commuted. It's a daily podcast, which I record either from my home to work or from work to home, and it talks about whatever the hell I want to talk about. So it's basically my commute, and so go listen to it. Go find it. I'm doing it on SoundCloud, so you can actually leave messages at the point where you want to leave a message. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so probably go to your Twitter to find out that where that is easier. I imagine you tweet it when it happens. It's like a live vlog.
Sure.
Rambo just made a good point. He said he was watching the show on the Extreme Beyond channel and then went, oh wait, why am I watching it over here?
Well, there you go. That's
absolutely.
So does the Extreme... I'll ask you later, Rambo. not show things. We can end the show now, right on an hour. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the BitPad podcast. Were you aware that you can follow our hosts on the Twitter? Follow at Extreme Beyond, at Brent Copeland, and at Bruce Uncut. Follow at the BitPad as well, and like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/thebitpad.
Here it is, Maz.